Yeah. It is. The author of The Love Fix, Dr. Tara Fields, the relationship expert, is here, and lovely to talk to you again. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You know, for what for many is a beautiful, wonderful way and day to express your love, for many others, Dr. Tara, it is not a happy day. In fact, it's a spiteful, mean, hateful day for a lot of people who are either just breaking up, never got the opportunity to break up in the first place, or just think that Valentine's Day is over commercialized. What say you?
What say I is there's also the middle ground, you know, but of course you're in the news business. You got to go with those extremes. There are also the couples where they still love each other. They're kind of limping through the other 364 days of the year. And then all of a sudden Valentine's Day comes and they still go through the motions. All right, I'll buy the flowers. Do I even know if she likes roses? I'll buy them a nice card. And, you know, again, they're just going to move into the rest of the year with no meaning and no real plan to turn things around. So, you know, if you do want to use Valentine's Day as a, just, it's like New Year's resolutions, as a way to start creating a shift in the following year, then use today to do it. And there's some really simple things that you can do, whether you're looking for love, whether you still have a chip on your shoulder, whether you're still in love with your mate, but you don't want to forgive him for inviting his nasty sister to the, you know, to the bar mitzvah.
Dr. Tara, I hope you got those box of chocolates I sent you.
I'm out. You know, it's all you two now. I'm just leaving the room so you two can have some alone time together.
If you knew me, if you really got me, you'd know that they have to be organic and 70% cacao. You know, it always gets down to not the thing, but the gift can be a gesture that says, you know, I'm listening. I get you. I know who you are. I know that when you want some popcorn that you like hot air popcorn with melted coconut butter, not regular butter. And, you know, that sort of is my theme for Valentine's Day and every day, which is forget about the stuff. Find some ways to create meaning, and you can do that on any kind of budget. I will bet that if you've been accused of not being romantic and you plan an afternoon, a day, going on a hike that you did the first time you were on an official date together,
aww,
and you made a picnic with his or her favorite foods, that's going to start opening up, let's just say, her heart. Oh, my God, honey, you planned in advance. You really get me. You know who I am. Maybe there's some hope for the relationship.
Of course, the chocolate I sent you were vegan and organic
of
chocolates.
They
of course,
were.
Dr. Tara.
Yeah.
Of course,
you
that's
know,
why I keep coming back. You
thank
read
you.
And you know my owner's manual.
Yes.
You make a good point, though, Dr. Tara. Really, in the end, people really just want to be seen and heard, right?
And that you get me. You know, I don't know about you, but most of my girlfriends, we love each other so much. And because it's like she gets me, she understands me, she knows why this is painful. And that means so much more than some cheesy lingerie. That's really for him anyway.
Hello.
Then, you know, anything that says you're paying attention. There's also some small things that you can do, and I talk about this in the book, is that just decide if the relationship is rocky, what can I do to start repairing it? And the number one thing you can do, and this works with your mother, with your kids, with your friends, but especially for your mate, which is find three things every day that you appreciate about them, you feel grateful for. And for some people that really have dug in their heels and saying, you know, he's just been such a cad all year, it's going to be hard. You have to get out of ego land. But just be the bigger person and say, hey, honey, thanks for always remembering that, that the kids have to be picked up at soccer and I don't have to remind you about it. You know, thank you for that lovely dinner you made last night. Or thank you for asking me how the conversation went with your mother. Small things start adding up. And we literally start rewiring our brain to start noticing the positive. And if for years and years you're just noticing the negative and you're waiting for him or her to do that, you literally have laid down neural pathways that are just going to see what he's doing wrong or she's doing wrong.
I mean, there's only pressure today if you're not taking care of business the rest of the 364 days.
Right. So keep it simple today. Just keep it simple and just don't go through the motions of buying a bunch of overpriced red roses. Do something that has some meaning. And one really simple thing is, if there's a grudge you've been holding, and I talk about this in my blog for years and years, give your maid a get-out-of-jail-free card, which is, I let it go. Even if he doesn't apologize, even if he doesn't get it, that one, I'm just going to let it go. I'm never going to bring it up again.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also love the idea of the Galentine's Day, which a lot of people are jumping on board this year.
Oh, my God, I can learn something from you. What the heck is that?
Well, it's for women who, you know, may not be attached to someone else, but are celebrating exactly what you spoke about earlier, and that is the friendship between women.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's so ridiculous that single people feel like they have to go into hiding. You and I probably know women that are going, yippee skippy, I am so glad that I am free and I am single and I can do whatever feels good. I have a couple of girlfriends that are getting together. I mean, celebrate each other. Celebrate the fact that, oh, my gosh, I can tell you why something was painful, and you know my history, you know why. Absolutely.
Final word for the beautiful Dr. Tara, Larry?
It's just such a wonderful pleasure to have you, Dr. T.
And here's what I want to say. I appreciate the two of you so much. You're kind. You're generous. You always affirm me, even when I'm stumbling because I haven't had enough coffee. Namaste, my friends. Have a lovely Valentine.
Right back at you, Dr. Tara. Thank you for being here. That is Dr. Tara Fields. She is the relationship expert and marriage therapist. A couple of good ideas for Valentine's Day.